Hi, good afternoon. Can I speak to Phil Selway, please?
Speaking.
Phil, it's Jason Curtis calling from South Africa. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Dave. And yourself?
Fine, it's Jason.
Jason?
Jason, yeah, no problem.
Sorry, cloth ears today.
No problem. I actually was fortunate enough to meet up with you right at the beginning of the OK Computer tour in Barcelona. I think it was just basically, I was one of the first people to actually do the interview with you guys sitting on top of the roof of the hotel.
Yes. Long time ago when it was sunny.
Yes, but welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Not that you were really gone for long in the true sense of the word, but so congratulations.
Quite a while,
yes. Yeah. Older and wiser for it, I'm sure.
Yeah, something like that. That's a very kind way of putting it.
But as I said, congratulations on Kid A.
Thank you. Have you heard it?
I have. I've been spending a lot of time at the record company sitting and going through the album track by track. And definitely, I think, probably one of the most anticipated albums of the year. How does it feel for you and the band?
Well, at the moment we're out on tour, so I think our minds are very much on, you know, the shows, which is good in a way, because it diverts us from the album release. But we feel happy with the record. I think for us it's, you know, it's the record that we feel happiest with, we've done. I think with Save the Bends, with OK Computer, well, definitely with Pablo Honey, I think we just tried to cram too much on them.
Right.
And with this one, I think, you know, an awful lot went into the track listing for those albums.
Mm.
But I think we were, we felt we could afford to be much more selective with this one anyway. So I think it's a much more balanced album.
Mm.
Much more of an overriding or an underlying atmosphere running through it.
Because I think obviously OK Computer, I think, will be referenced, I think, for the next 100 years as being one of those seminal albums that I think did a lot for the, you know, I think it just took, you know, each album has taken the band to a different level. Now with Kid A, it's almost as if, as you say, this is an album that's almost as, that you wanted to make almost your way and do it so that you collectively as a band could be happy with it. But as I say, when, you know, especially with you being out on tour, the responses to the tracks, say by comparison to the tracks off Pablo Honey and the tracks off OK Computer, are they picking up a connection between them?
Edward's been very has responded very well to them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think before we, I mean, it's the second tour we've done this year, but before we went out for the first tour, earlier on in the summer, I think it suddenly hit us that we were going to go out and try and play a set half of songs, half of which people wouldn't really know.
Yes.
It was quite daunting at the time, but I think we're lucky in as much as people who come to see us buy a record actually come to it with a fairly open mind now, especially after OK Computer.
Mm.
I think that's it's the attitude that I think people people expect us to, I think, to do something a bit different anyway.
Yes.
So, you know, that does foster an open mind, really.
Now,
whether there's any connections, I don't know. I hope, you know, talking to people after shows, I think, you know, people can definitely see a progression again.
Mm.
But It does. I mean, in terms of a show, it, you know, material sits alongside each other very well, I think.
Because I mean, I think it must be an incredibly difficult job, I think, for any band to bring out an album, and I mean, each album that you have done has been so highly rated, to be able to go away and actually come back with something that is fresh and is unique, but is still is Radiohead. How's that been, you know, for you? Do you feel the pressure that you know, that your fans say perhaps don't put on you, but I think you probably put on yourself, that what will you come up with next that isn't a regurgitation of what you did on the last album?
I think we felt you know, pressure quite a lot at the beginning of the recording. I mean, as you say, you know, people had seen that we'd made leaps in between the album, well, it was perceived that we'd made leaps in between the album, in between the albums, and we knew that this album wouldn't be out for 3 years, after OK Computer at least, and so, you know, that would actually constitute a fairly big leap if we carried on with that in a similar vein. So I think, you know, there's a sense that there was a lot of ground to cover, but because we didn't want to work with our old approaches, our old methods, we just didn't know how to get there. I mean, in one way, you know, it was quite exciting because everything was opened up again, everything was up for grabs, if you like.
Sure.
And there weren't any limits on us. But at the same time, you know, if you're trying to find new methods, I mean, you do need to give yourself the time and space to do that.
Sure.
And also, you know, there are lots of things you have to learn along the way. So at points, I think, you know, it felt as though we were tripping ourselves up. But I think by the time with this album, we'd always envisaged making it in our own studio, which is eventually where we ended up. But that took about 9 months to get there because the whole place took a little longer to put together than we'd expected. I'd say by the time we got there, things were actually starting. The possibilities were actually all the possibilities weren't quite so daunting. And by that point, I think we had a rather more methodical approach to things by that point. You know, it was possible to sit down and try these new approaches, new technologies, without, you know, that anxiety of watching the studio clock tick away and knowing that you're mounting up a huge bill.
Sure.
And it's, you know, inevitably you're just that much more relaxed in your own space, really.
So you're no longer working, was it in the Apple Shack or the little studio?
No, not there.
No. You've progressed.
We have. We've actually got things like inside toilets these days.
Wonderful. I mean, you know, one can never believe the press because the press are terrible people, and I mean, you know, that coming from my lips, that's quite precious. But anyway, again, going back to OK Computer was a phenomenally, I think, successful album, as much as it was an incredibly draining time, I mean, for the band. I mean, I think for anyone who's seen Meeting People Is Easy and gone through, I mean, by the end of watching that video, I think most viewers are as drained as the band looked. But obviously a very positive time, and obviously the band's popularity grew, and you know, to an even higher place. But I was reading somewhere recently that Tom battled, you know, wasn't in a particularly happy place at the time of you know, for quite some time, and you know, to the point of recording this album. So just from that point of view, it comes across as quite dark at times, and one would think that on the back of having, you know, of being in such a positive place and obviously, you know, drawing in, you know, huge amounts of fans and being international, you know, rock stars, for lack of a better word, that one would be in a positive place, not in a sad place. Was that completely wrong?
I think, you know, what you see in meeting people is easy is, in a way, us being shoehorned into an inappropriate cycle. You know, that kind of recording an album, going out touring, blah, 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 and carrying on like that. Which is fine. In fact, you need to do that. And,
sure.
And there is, you know, a certain merit in that. But to get to a certain stage, and I think by the time that we got to the end of touring for OK Computer, I think we felt to a great extent we were there. And that, you know, then we really needed to go back over what had happened since we were signed, what happened since we started, really, which is about 14 years worth of being together.
Sure.
And just, you know, try and figure out what things weren't, you know, what things hadn't worked, and what would be an appropriate way to carry on with the band. You know, what would be appropriate to our lives now.
Sure.
And you know, I think watching that documentary actually is great. Actually, having that kind of document in front of you, so that you can actually say that is really not how we want to do it anymore. And so things like, you know, how we set ourselves up, how we work, in terms of, you know, breaking that recording touring cycle. Okay, we're going to do both.
Yep.
But we don't want it so that once we finish the record, which has this, you know, very specific deadline, then we know that we're going to be out touring for a year and a half.
Yes.
We want to be able to actually mingle the two, really. So, I mean, it's the point behind getting our own studio.
Sure.
And also going out and touring for touring's sake.
True.
I mean, inevitably there are going to be points where it coincides with records being released.
Sure.
But we don't really want to approach it as, you know, the priority being that we're going out to promote a record, which I think it has been in the past. It's, you know, in a way might sound a bit precious, but I think, you know, in turn, I think if we go out with that attitude, I think we, you know, will bring an awful lot more to the show that would be, you know, much more vibrant experience anyway, I think. So things like that, you know, and just inevitably, you know, working together for five people is 15 years, having done so from being at school, there, you know, it's a very close, at points, very tense relationship.
Yes.
So, you know, there are things to realign there as well. So, as to where it's dark music, I suppose it is at points, but I don't think we're ever going to make overtly happy-sounding music anyway.
The reason behind, I think if, you know, obviously when people hear the album, they'll probably understand why, but no singles, no videos to accompany the album. But the beauty is, yes, you're out on the road, you're going to be, I mean, you have been, so this year has been spent on the road, but no videos, no singles. Besides the obvious reason, any other reason why not?
Well, the obvious reason, you try and find them on the record.
Yeah.
But the video, I mean, we're very pleased with the videos which accompanied songs off The Bends and OK Computer. I think we felt as though we'd taken it pretty much as far as we could for the time being. We felt as though it was a tired format for us, really. You know, sitting down and trying to, you know, model this 3.5 minute piece of footage where you have to somehow wheedle the band in somewhere. It's just, you know, there's only so many ways you can do it, really.
Sure.
And so, you know, got very into the idea of actually putting out these little 20 or 30 second blips, if you like.
Yes.
And for those, we've used a lot of the images from the artwork, which Tom and Dan, the Stanley Donwood had been putting together past year and actually had them animated, so it all comes together and little excerpts from the music to accompany them, which will be going out, you know, over the web, and, you know, various media interests.
Probably more representative of the songs as well, as you say, rather than just generating a video for video's sake.
Yeah, I mean, it's because it's everything's come out from the same kind of time period, you're right, in terms of using the artwork, which, you know, has come together in response to music and vice versa.
Mm.
It's, yeah, it all feels like it's part of the same project rather than saying, okay, here are the songs, now let's bring somebody else's idea into it, which, you know, might reflect the song in some way, but it doesn't all come out the same pot, if you like.
Sure. Now, I mean, Kid A is certainly not a pop record. Yeah, and I think that'll probably be said more than 100 times. But that's obviously where, as you've said earlier, that this is that's where the band is now. But very much, you know, an album that is, I think, appreciated if played from track one right through to the end. You know, almost in a, you know, to listen
if
to.
You've got the time.
Yes, if you've got the time. That very much sort of a complete work, in the sense that the likelihood that you'll get a number one single with this is obviously not really, that's not the plan.
No. Well, it's not that we set out to say, I mean, it's, you know, the whole thing behind not releasing singles, that wasn't part of the agenda when we started recording the album, really. It's just that once we sat down with the record at the end of it, it was just, what's the most appropriate way of actually presenting what we've done now, and the single market just seemed so inappropriate. So I cut off your question halfway through there.
It's fine, you actually answered it, which is fine. But it's interesting, and I think it's a great place for you to be as a band, and I'm sure you appreciate the fact that that you've gotten to a place now that you can release an album like this, and you don't have people sort of tapping you on the shoulder saying, well, you know, we want a single, or we want this, or we want that. It's a case of that you're doing things on your terms, and I think ultimately getting true recognition from the people that matter, probably, you know, who are the fans, which I think is good.
I mean, it's great to see how accepting people have been of us, you know, with OK Computer, and also through feedback we've had on our website as well. Well, I mean, whilst we were recording the album, actually having that kind of immediate feedback from people, you know, we had our bulletin board up on there, which we, you know, you go up and chat in real time, more or less.
Yes.
You know, going on there and saying, well, we've had a shit day, or we're not quite sure where this one's going, or whatever. Just actually, you know, getting people coming, having people coming back in the same, basically, it doesn't matter, you know, it's part of the process, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowing that to a certain extent, that kind of, I suppose, support is out there for us. That in itself is quite liberating, I think.
As I said, I think, again, another album that is certainly going to, is a classic in the making for, and not contrived in any way, but just because it is, just because the songs all fit together so well. But how many songs did you actually have to whittle down to get to those that appear on the album?
We had 23 songs.
And where are the other? Where are the others?
They're around. We're doing well.
I hate it when bands do that. Yeah, I hate it when bands do that, because I know they're there, but I can't get them, you see.
No, I mean, they're there, and I mean, there will be some releases next year. We don't we're not entirely sure yet how we're going to approach that, but we do want to release what's left over. It's whether, you know, there's a possibility there could be an album there. It depends whether we can actually put it together, isn't it, as an album. I mean, the great thing with Kid A was that we had all these songs to select. What was a good track order from there? It's not necessarily, you know, it wasn't cherry picking, but we were able to find the songs that sat very well together to create that mood, I think. And with the rest, it's if we can actually, you know, make sense of it in a track order, then yeah, then it'd be an album. If not, it'd be some other kind of releases.
Sure.
So they're going to see the light of day.
Oh, good. Happy to hear that. Phil, I know you
are.
I'm happy to hear that. I know your time is at a premium. I'd just like, if I could, just ask you one last favour.
Okay.
If this is going to be going out on the national rock station called 5FM, and it's going to be going out on a show called The Night Zoo, believe it or not.
For what?
The Night Zoo.
The Night Zoo?
Yes. Okay. Would you be able to, as I say, just do an ID for me when you're ready?
Yep, sure.
Great.
Hi, this is Philip from Radiohead, and you're listening to The Night Zoo on 5FM.
Superb. Thank you very much, Phil.
Okay.
Getting on a plane at the beginning of October and flying to Dublin to see your show.
All right, excellent.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Good choice of location.
Yes, we picked that, but it took a while. We actually had the whole list and we thought, well, where should we go? So it was Barcelona last time, so we'll... And I think that was a phenomenal gig just in itself, because I think it was the first time you had played it was about a year. And I know everyone was quite anxious on the day of the interview, but now I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be another superb show for you. But are you enjoying the live shows at the moment?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we've just been playing in Copenhagen for the past two nights, and I think, you know, we got over the initial hiccups of putting the whole tent all together.
Yes.
We were just able to enjoy the whole fact that, you know, we have this great venue, and the fact that you know, it's our space, really. And we really enjoyed it. So by Dublin, I mean, we should be steaming.
Should be cooking. You see, there was method in my madness. You see, well, I figured you'd get over the hiccups, but I think the idea of a tent tour is phenomenal as well.
Thank you. We're sitting down. It felt like quite an ambitious thing to do, but it's actually all come together. Having sat around for months on end talking about it and trying to visualise it, but not quite being able to do so. And walking into the tent of the first day of rehearsals and seeing that it actually worked. That's a big relief for it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because what would you have done otherwise?
Sulked for about 6 weeks. We'd have made the best of it.
I'm sure. But Phil, thank you. Thanks very much again for your
My
time.
Pleasure.
And congratulations.
Look forward to seeing you in Dublin.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Okay, then.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Cheers, then.
Bye.